You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is Darian Sahanaja of the band known as Wonderments, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This month, playing Tatami, Kill the Jockey, Ada, My Mother the Architect, Oh Hi, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films' Art House and Revival House series. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Great Barrington, Massachusetts. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope.
Oh yeah, God keeps his promises. Oh yeah, God keeps his promises. You just gotta hold on, hold on. You got to hold on. Amen. Hold on, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am here to share that there is a bright side somewhere. Yes, beloved, you just gotta hang in there. All right? Hang in there. How you doing? How are you? Oh my God, you know, my prayer and hope is that you are doing well. My prayer and hope is that someone's once said that you're either in a storm or you're coming out of a storm or you're on your way to a storm. Whether you're in the storm or you just come out of the storm or on your way to a storm, I pray that you will know God keeps his promises. Amen. You got to hold on. Well, we come and our promise is to bring you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do, and we do it here for you. Amen. We lift the name of Jesus on this broadcast every Sunday morning. And those who know him, hallelujah, they share their message through song. Yes, beloved. So we've got a lineup. We've got four songs this morning. Four songs back to back. 26 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. But before I do, let the music play. I want to say, at 1 o'clock in the morning, an Amber Alert came through. A young girl, I think she's 5 foot tall, 100 pounds, they say. Her name, I'm looking for her name. She's 9 years old. And her name is Melina Fratellin. She was abducted around 9:40 p.m. And a Amber Alert came through about 1 something in the morning. And I was so concerned for my mom, my 88-year-old mother, to get that loud Amber Alert in the middle of the night like that. So we got to figure out something because we do want to get the message out. But we also got to know that some senior citizens and sick folk, their hearts can't take that kind of shock in the middle of the night. We're praying for Melina Fratellin to be found. And we hope, if she's still alive in the living, in the land of the living, that she will be found whole and alive. We're praying for her family and all those who are searching. I don't know if they've found her yet, but if not, let us put our prayers and faith together and pray that this will end quickly and it will end well. How about that? Amen. All right, beloved, we're going to let the music play. Hallelujah. We got a lineup. I Will Sing by Ada Ehi. Out of Africa. Yes, I will sing. I've learned to trust in the Lord, the voices of Citadel, for the rest of my life, Vincent Bohannon. And I remember Brother Nathaniel Bassey, also out of Africa. And after that, I'll come back. I will sing. I've learned to trust in the Lord for the rest of my life. I remember. That's the word, that's the word, that's the word. And it comes to you in song. I hope you enjoy. Amen.
Her love. Her love. You fill me up. My heart is satisfied. Oh, Lord. You cover me, oh. Your glory's all there is to see. Oh.
of your beauty I will sing to the one in whom I live and live eternally. Oh, I will sing and shout of your mercy. I will sing and shout of your beauty. I will sing to the one in whom I live and live eternally. Oh, I will wait for it.
Because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He never fails. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Trust them. everybody do it together.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, WGXC.org online, WGXC 90.7 Accra, Hudson and Catskill, New York. This is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC, where we bring the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And a spiritual social commentary to pull it together. What's happening in the world, in the nation, in the state, in the country today, and what the word has to say. Amen? So don't you go nowhere. You stay right here. We're going to come back. I've got one more song before we do. And that is I Remember. Oh, my gosh. This song just blessed my soul. I hope it does the same for you right here, right now with me on WGXC. This is Brother Nathaniel Bassey and choir. I remember. I won't forget.
Ooh,
It's so easy to forget the victories of the past and focus on the trials of the moment. It's so easy to complain and talk about the pain and forget His goodness and His mercy. But when I look over my shoulder to see how far you brought me, it's so clear you have been faithful all along. So I will not hold back my worship, even through the raging storms. I will Your goodness. I remember, remember your love. I remember, remember your faithfulness. I remember, remember your grace. Grace that stepped into my space and turned around my ugly situation. I was lost and far away, but then you came my way. How can I forget how you have saved me? But sometimes life can be so busy and sometimes overwhelmed that we take our eyes away from all you've done. But this boy that you have lifted out of darkness into light, oh, will never cease to testify of you. Praise. Hey, I remember, remember
no go forget,
oh, how you saved my soul.
I no go forget, oh,
when I came to pray.
Papa, I no go forget, oh,
how you made a way.
And I won't forget, no. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, beloved. Do not forget all his benefits. He woke us up this morning. He got us started on our way. Hey, the air we breathe, the earth we stand on, and which we will return to. It was created by him. Hallelujah. I will not forget, no matter how bad it may be or seem, or look to be in the future. I will not forget what God has already done. Amen. Know too much about him. Can't make me doubt him. Nah, beloved. That's why I am declared a perpetual optimist. Amen. Well, listen, beloved. You know, as we look at the current political and moral turmoil in America, as news feeds with distressing stories pop up on my cell phone and yours, and faces streamed with tears and voices filled with anger and rage on our TV screens over some unexpected injustice perpetrated by our executive order giver. A billionaire bailout bill that economists say is the greatest wealth transfer this country has ever seen, taking from the poor and giving to the rich. Many wonder, is it too late? Has America gone too far? The Bible answers, beloved, with warnings and hope. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked, twisted ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Let us be clear. The Bible warns. God does judge nations. God raises up or tears down nations based on their moral direction. And if at any time the word of God in Jeremiah 18 verse 7 to 10 says that God says that if I announce that a nation or a kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repent of their evil, then I will relent and not, hallelujah, condemn. I want to, hallelujah, us to understand and know that God does judge nations. And history and Bible record many such instances. Sodom was judged for pride, injustice, and inhospitality. I know a lot of folks preach something about homosexuality, sexuality, and things like that. But Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 49 makes it clear that the judgment on Sodom was for pride, injustice, and hospitality. Pardon me. The word of God says, this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant. She and her sons were arrogant. They were overfed and unconcerned, and they did not help the poor and needy. And that is in the New International Version. The King James Version says, behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Beloved, America's current crisis is not just a political conflict. It is also a spiritual crisis. And parallels can be made between things that happened in Israel in antiquity and what's going on in America today. In Micah chapter 3 and verse 9 and 11, it says, her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Our nation's current condition is reminiscent of Israel's leader in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4 to 6, where we find it reads and says, Solomon's idolatry, his heart, was not fully devoted to the Lord, that King Solomon followed Ashtoreth and Molech, and so Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Ashtoreth was a small g god that represented the perversion of love, turning intimacy into idolatry, using sexuality as a form of worship, entertainment, or control. Our headlines are full of that. Oh my God. Solomon turned his heart toward Molech. Molech represents the sacrifice of innocence, the destruction of life and family values on the altars of power, control, and fear. And our headlines are full of that. Parents are being taken from their children. Children are not being given food in school. It's gonna happen if it hasn't happened already. Some of the things in the big bailout bill are going to take effect after the 2026 elections, giving us a false sense of security and peace, and making those who herald the dangers that are to come to be fake news. But beloved, be clear. The Bible warns. Amen. In Amos chapter 5 and 12, it says, there are those who oppress the innocent and take bribes and deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Beloved, God does bring judgment on nations for these things, these very things. But God's mercy remains. It remains available for us, beloved. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, the scripture says, because my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked and twisted ways, I will hear from heaven, beloved. If we do that, in Jonah chapter 3, Nineveh did that. Nineveh repented and God relented. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not eat or drink. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn his fierce anger so that we will not perish. And when God saw that they did and showed, hallelujah, how they would turn from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Beloved, the king in Nineveh, the leaders in Nineveh, they shut it down. Don't even eat. Don't even drink. Don't go to the restaurant. Don't go to the supermarket. Don't make no deck, no dinner, no breakfast, no lunch. We're going to seek God urgently, beloved. They shut it down. And God saw how they were willing to turn from their evil ways. Listen, beloved, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, God is not promising to perfect people, but his promises are for repentant people. Amen. America is not beyond saving, but time is running out. And the role of the church today, hallelujah. God would have spared Sodom in Genesis chapter 18. God would have spared Sodom if he found 10 righteous people there. And in Romans 11 and 4 to 5, it teaches us that God always keeps a faithful remnant. I have reserved for myself 7,000, a remnant that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And so too at this present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace, the word of God. The church of God, the remnant church, must speak truth to power and not align with it blindly. No partisan politics, not partisan, but prophetic. Not self-preserving, but self-sacrificing. The word of God teaches us, hallelujah, that God has a remnant that he leaves in the land to speak truth to power and not align with it blindly. Malcolm X said, you are not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it, no matter who says it. Wrong is wrong. Beloved, hallelujah. What can we do? Well, 20 bishops and some other interfaith leaders in the Lutheran, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Muslim, and Jewish faiths sent a letter to our nation's executives and our legislators to intervene against what was at that time the proposed budget bill. Most specifically, they were against the increased funding of the ICE secret police. And they wrote, from our various faith perspectives, the moral test of the nation is how it treats those most in need of support. In our view, they wrote, this legislation will harm the poor and vulnerable in our nation to the detriment of the common good. Our faith organizations have long favored the creation of legal avenues for migration and a legalization program for immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for years and contributed their hard work to our economy. We believe the adoption of these policies instead of the implementation of a mass deportation campaign would not only benefit immigrant workers and their families, but be in the best interest of our nation. The letter also criticized proposed reforms to Medicaid and food assistance programs, saying they would harm low-income citizens, legal residents, asylum seekers, and refugees, driving them into deeper poverty. Beloved, their letter failed. The King No King protests failed. The national injunctions of federal judges failed. So what can we do? Is it too late for America? No. We have Holy Scripture to light our path. Hallelujah. So let us repent personally and collectively, beloved, as we're told in 2 Chronicles 7:14 and Jonah chapter 3. Let us pray for our leaders and hold them accountable, as in Proverbs 31 and 8 and 9 verse, where it says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. In Zechariah chapter 7, verse 9 to 10, he tells us to promote justice and mercy and truth in our homes, in our communities, in our public discourse, in our politics. Administer true justice, Zechariah writes. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. And in Matthew 5 and 14 and 16, the word of the Lord tells us, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. America's hope, beloved, is not found in a party, a platform, or a policy, but in the lived legacy, love, light, and laughter, hallelujah, that is ours, for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords triumphs over us. Amen. His name is Jesus. So, beloved, the word of God is clear. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It's not too late, but the time to turn is now. May God strengthen us and guide us as we stand for truth and righteousness in this season. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and this is my spiritual social commentary on today. Hallelujah. I got more music to play, beloved, and then I'll come back with a few closing words after that. Is it too late for America? No, it's not too late.
being honest, this is the hardest song my heart will sing. My words are broken, my dream is stolen. How do I say what I don't mean? You don't owe me anything, but in my darkness you still speak peace. So I'll lift my hands, I'll sing again. You're good to me, you're good to me. And as I wait, I'll sing it there. You're good to me,
you're good to me.
Till my heart believes, I won't stop saying you're good to me.
Amen, beloved. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on singing. We got to keep on working. Hallelujah. Until we can see just how good God is. Hallelujah. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, and I just have a couple announcements I want to share before I get out of here. All right. Listen, over here in the Columbia County area, Senator Michelle Hinchey is partnering with the Office for the Aging, and on this Wednesday there will be a senior resource fair. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And beloved, what they got going on and planned is going to be something you don't want to miss. It's going to be at 3211 Church Street in Valencia, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can call 845-331-3810, 845-331-3810 for further information. That is the senator's office. And beloved, I'm telling you, I had her on the show on Tuesday, and what they put together is something you don't want to miss. We have a Sankofa Festival coming up in August 2nd here in Hudson. The Overcomer Ministries International Church 25th anniversary will be September 20th at the Greenport at the Falls. Back to Church, Back to School Sunday is September 21st at the Greenport Town Park, and the Columbia County March for Jesus September 27th, the 7th Street Park to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. If you want more information about any of these things, you can reach out to me through our website at www.omichurch.com. You can leave a message, a prayer request, or just find out what we do and why we do what we do. How about that? Happy birthday, all you July babies. Happy anniversary to all you July lovers. And beloved, know that we are praying for you. Our prayer line ministry is Sunday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Call-in number is 516-387-8591. 516-387-8591. Right now, I pray for you. Hallelujah. I pray for America, and I pray for you. I pray if you're sick and if you're shut in, if you're lost and lonely, if you're confused, if you're depressed and stressed, if you're grieved and bereaved, praying for you. I pray that no matter how dark the clouds may be or how gray your day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere, and you will not quit in the dip, but hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the Son of God is still the light of the world, and that light is still shining. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed, and remember never to forget, no matter what it seem like, sound like, smell like, God loves you. God loves you. And in the end, because we read the book, we took a look, everything is going to be all right. Amen. We got that from, who's that? Evan Crabb, Danny Gokey, and Ready Me To, a tribute to our Latino and Latinx brothers and sisters who are even now finding out. Amen. And going through.
Every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure.
Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials,
say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word.